the goings on are going on well. I've been attending meeting after meeting, and I think things are going according to plan.
Mr. Jokonya, if you can come in here and give us your view on this conference this year and what it means for Zimbabwe in terms of investment.
Correct. Thank you. For sure, I don't need it because I did not go to the conference myself. But what I can simply say is that I know the organization of it, that it was looking forward to really targeting on the question of value addition as a very key point. I want to think we have talked, and now the time for action is being demanded on each and every one of us. And I can see that there is so much that resources Zimbabwe has got, and that requires now to be put into some value, added value, which will create employment for our nation. And I think that's what this conference was targeting.
Mr. Moyo, in your view, would you say that investment players are open to coming back to Zimbabwe based on what you've seen this week?
Yeah, I can tell you there is a lot of excitement here. There is a lot of keen and the commitment that you see in the faces of the people that we are talking about when we talk investing in Zimbabwe. It is really quite interesting to note that Zimbabwe is being taken as a number one port of call. The people want to invest in Zimbabwe because they know exactly that we are a country that has got the resources. We are a country that has got laws that are acceptable. We are a country that has got peace. We are a country that surely a business person can't lose sleep because of fear of being robbed or otherwise. So that's the reason why you find that now people are keen to invest in this great country because they have seen the opportunities in our country.
Mr. Jokonya, there are some questions in terms of investment in the country. What does the country need to do in terms of reforms to lure in such investors?
In all fairness, I don't think there's really something to worry about. But I think it's just a question which is very pleasing to, as a businessman, which has now developed in that the politicians seem to be from the same hymn book. And you can tell from what the mayor is saying, which is already a good thing for the nation. And all we need to do is flip what we've been saying in the past and begin to talk about the positive things that Zimbabwe provides. Just for your own information, today there is a comment in one of our newspapers, particularly the Independent, the Financial Gazette, I mean to say, which is actually saying that South Africans are actually saying that they are now losing investors to Zimbabwe, which is a positive thing because Zimbabwe's got everything. I must admit, it has got we must touch on the skills that Zimbabwe has got. We must touch on the basis of how the Zimbabweans respond, and the mayor has put it very correctly. We are a peace-loving people, and that's what an investor wants. And no genuine investor would ignore such a situation. And I look forward to more of them coming.
Mayor Moyo, I'll end it here with you. What would you say to investors, of course, that has been spoken about at this conference in terms of coming into the country and investing in Zimbabwe?
Well, we are definitely saying to them, look, this is the place to invest. And we do have the infrastructure. We do have everything that we have. All what we need is the capital. We've got the brains, we've got the skills, we've got everything.